Hey, Kevin Kelly from the Buzz Bubble here to kick off season 3. It's going to be a great season. We're crawling into the heads of some of the most interesting people in advertising and marketing, and we're covering some fun and relevant events as well. Right now, we're kicking off the season with a special segment we're calling Amplify Social. It's about the integration of social into all forms of media and amplifying the effectiveness of all our work through the social and digital media. So we picked the brains of some great minds, including Nick Law from RGA, Joe Alexander from the Martin Agency, and Rich Silverstein of Goodby Silverstein. So check it out and remember to let us know what you think. Jump onto the site and comment and contribute at thebuzzbubble.com. So stick around for season 3. Let's jump into Amplify Social right now.
Well, I think the first thing is that, and this would please agencies that aren't particularly sophisticated from a digital perspective, but the most important thing is that something worth sharing. It seems obvious, but there are a lot of agencies that really understand the mechanics of social networks and you know how, what buttons to put where and what pipes to plug in where. But it's all irrelevant if it's not worth sharing, right?
Right.
And you could argue actually that there are very few agencies that can create something that has that currency. And so the first thing you need to ask is why would someone share it? I think for a lot of traditional agencies, they think the answer to that is it funny or is it entertaining? If you're gonna play that game, then you need to be really good because you need to create something that's as funny as entertaining as both something coming out of Hollywood or something coming out of a teenager's bedroom in Korea, right?
Right.
But there's a wide spectrum of people that can do content that gets shared. I think I read somewhere or heard somewhere that last year, of the 100 most viewed YouTube videos, that 2 of them came from brands, right? So it's a hit game and it's a difficult one to win.
Wow.
But there are some agencies that can do it really well. Like you could argue that Wyden struck that sort of cultural nerve with the Old Spice stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And what made that social was not that they figured out the pipes and they did the response campaign. It was really that they created an iconic character with great scripts and good casting that people were already interested in. But they were already sharing the ads before they did the response campaign, right? So what made it social was that it was worth sharing, right? So that's one route you can go is you just create something that's really entertaining. It's really difficult to do, but it's what a lot of people go into advertising for.
Yeah.
For us, I mean, that's the magic bullet now in a lot of cases. You know, we have, I think for like a Walmart and a Geico and a few of those that are really TV-centric, and that's where all their money goes, pretty much, into television.
Right.
And they're not cutting us back on that because that's where the eyeballs are. And so they're not quite, in most cases, they're not quite seeing the purpose and the advantage of social to its full extent. And so that's a challenge for all of us, the
right,
traditionally based brands, to realize that social can really enhance their brand messaging.
There was a time when there was no money for digital.
Yeah.
You had to eke out for, you know, 50 grand. You were doing something that was worth $300,000 of time. You know, things have changed a lot in that clients have caught up with the fact that they have to pay more money because the time put to a digital project is longer than anything. It's longer than a TV commercial, longer than, it's 3 months of intensive time with, you know, tons of people. And I still think it's undervalued.
Right.
And you always still put more time into it than they're willing to give you. But you want to do it so bad because it is so fresh and free and, you know, the depth of it you can put to it, you do it anyway. I still believe they're probably not paying their share, but of the time. What we do know, if people are immediately on line, and we do know that they're spending time, and they might be spending 6 minutes instead of 3 minutes, and we know all that. And we haven't done any projects where you immediately have to buy something that moment.
Right.
So that would be interesting. So we don't have that kind of business, but you know, like with Chevy, we'll launch a new car. It'll be a major digital launch. Sometimes fresher and more fun than the actual, you know, traditional work.
Right.
Every project we do with Sprint is when we sell the direction, it is a very strong digital component, and sometimes that's led the whole idea. And you know, I'm not telling you anything you haven't heard before.
No, but this is
even Got Milk is a very big digital. Okay, everything has a digital component. And it's a little awkward to say digital and TV or print. We just say it's creative, and we have many resources now.
It's really the smaller ones. I mean, I think Mentos is a great example in our shop. They and BFG, both of them spend very little on traditional analog advertising, TV. Sean White for BFG, I mean, basically Sean, using him socially, pretty much that's about 85% of the brand message at this point. They don't run a lot of television. Mentos is almost silent on TV.
Yeah, really dark, which is doing everything. They used to have their kitschy, cute commercials for years.
No, I know, but in this country, where it's so much more expensive to run TV spots, they've turned on the Facebook channel and they've turned on all the other avenues. And really had a lot of success raising their awareness here in town, or here in the country. So, you know, I think to me what drives most of these decisions is economics and budgets. And, our challenge, I think, for us is that we have such a great, strong television tradition here.
Right.
Costco and Walmart and Pizza Hut and some of our others, that our clients aren't quite going, all right, guys, we need to nail social.
Yeah.
You know, they're going, like, oh, we love what you do on TV, you know?
Well, I know you guys did tremendous tie-in with the Doritos Hotel 66 and the Asylum 66, and you know that was great because you were able to just, my mini cuckoo clock is going around.
Well, I think Doritos are still doing the Super Bowl, and you know, that's been successful for them, and that's a combination of people making their own commercials and then the whole website to teach people how to make commercials
and
post them. And so it's a very deep, I mean...
So that's a huge example. The, what's the name of the campaign?
Which
my cameraman
crash,
knows.
Crash the Super Bowl.
Crash the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. The Crash the Super Bowl, yeah.
Talking about, you know,
so that's been
the
really successful, and people continue to win and make money.
So how about
that? But that is, you know, that's old news in a sense. I mean, that's like, oh, well, that's so 3 years ago. We're still doing it. It's still successful. It's yes. Somehow our business wants to go, what's the new thing? What's never been done?
Yeah.
And it just, it's a feeding frenzy of, you see it in the award shows. What's the newest thing? What is something I've never seen? And, you know, for years it was the honing of a good print ad or a honing of a good TV commercial. Now it's what is the newest thing, maybe not so much how well it's crafted. So you're judging on the new technology,
the newness,
idea, which is great, but it's I don't know if that's lasting. To me, it's still the viral thing. It's still, if it's great, it gets passed around. If it's a brush fire, you know, you start something, it's amazing, it just goes. It just goes. And for some reason, we all find it.
Yeah.
Got to see this video. And I don't go to one place to find those videos. Somehow, you know, good BO say, oh, you got to come in and look at this. Or then I see it, and I send it to my wife.
Right.
My wife sends it to someone else. And that is the new world, and it's actually fun.
But, you know, I always said I came from the music business. I always said, you know, and great TV commercials, we just didn't have the means to pass it around like every, you know.
That's true. That's true.
But they always, you know, there'll be great spots, you know, the Burr spot for Got Milk. I mean, that's a spot that'll live forever. That's a great spot. We just didn't have the means to pass it around the second we saw it.
No.
So I still think, a lot of
I mean, today's the digital world is the Roman gladiators. It's thumbs up, thumbs down immediately,
Yeah, that's true.
And that's interesting. You know, we thought, do we want to be in the Super Bowl? Now it's, you got to be in the Super Bowl. All right, one spot? No, how about five spots? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
No, you have to play in this arena. You have to. And then you have to do digital around that.
Another way to create something that has some that people want to share is just useful information. So there's plenty of categories that we work for with clients where information is really important. That like pharmacy or complicated products that are you know digital products and stuff that need to be explained. There is that current information. It might be the most important thing if you've got a relative who's got a rare disease and you get some information about that. That becomes far more important and far more shareable within your group than anything else. But it's information, right? So you've got entertainment, you've got information. Yeah, another thing that has social value is the sort of game or the play aspect of the send and response sort of game of game mechanics that you get in social media, where you send something out knowing that you're going to get a response that leads to something else. So I mean, that's the sort of conversation piece.
Yeah.
And that relies on being sort of bringing up an issue that is that has some cultural resonance. Some brands can do that because their brand gives them the permission to speak about something in particular, but a lot of brands can't, right? We don't really look to brands to inform us about what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
There are exceptions, but most brands, I think, overthink how important they are in people's lives from that respect.
We have sold social campaigns where the bigger idea is the after effect of the commercial.
Right.
In Sprint, we all together now was taking the Now Network and going into the social world and saying we're all together now.
Right.
And
that's good.
You know, we wished a grandma happy birthday, and it was the TV commercial. But then everybody emailed, texted, videoed her happy birthday, millions.
Right,
and then,
right.
And then Kansas City Royals at the stadium. 60,000 people sang happy birthday to her. That could not have been done without the viral component and the online thinking of that campaign.
Hey, that's it for our special segment, Amplify Social. I want to thank my guests, Rich Silverstein of Goodby Silverstein, Joe Alexander of The Martin Agency, and Nick Law from RGA. Tune in next week as we officially kick off season 3 with our special guest, PR guru and social culture jammer, Peter Shankman. And don't forget to check out thebuzzbubble.com and see our other guests and tell us what you think. Buzzbubble out. Later. Open the line, but time has a way of fixing that. So you can laugh.